This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia and Hong Kong have closed some border crossings with mainland China over fears of contagion of the deadly coronavirus, which has killed more than 100 people in China. Infections have been found in more than a dozen countries. Joe Davies has more.
Checkpoints now surround China's lockdown area, home to nearly 60 million people, and the epicenter of the coronavirus's rising global health concerns. Every driver and passenger that passes in and out of Hubei province here is tested. Anyone found with a high temperature is told to go to a hospital immediately. Three Russian regions have now closed their borders with China, and Hong Kong has suspended its high-speed rail and ferry services to the mainland. Leader Carrie Lam urged all residents of the city currently on the mainland to return as soon as possible and stay home for 2 weeks. Telling that everyone at her news conference was wearing a protective mask, including the leader herself. In Japan, the government is sending a chartered flight to Wuhan to evacuate its citizens. France, the US, Germany and Spain are among other countries doing the same.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. Lawyers for U.S. President Donald Trump wrapped up their defense Tuesday at his Senate impeachment trial, strongly rebuffing claims he withheld military aid to Ukraine to benefit himself politically. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow told the 100 senators who are acting as jurors, "We are clear in our position. There was no quid pro quo." The case in question happened last July when the United States withheld military aid from Ukraine at the same time President Trump was requesting that Ukraine's president investigate a Trump political rival. The arguments came on the third and last day of the president's defense that he should be acquitted of two articles of impeachment, abusing the power of the presidency and obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions in Ukraine. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was formally indicted in court on Tuesday on corruption charges after he withdrew his request for parliamentary immunity from prosecution. Sierra Lee has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has now formally been indicted on corruption charges after withdrawing his bid for parliamentary immunity. He said in a statement that immunity proceedings would have been a, quote, circus. The case now moves towards trial, a process which could take months or years. Netanyahu is accused of wrongfully accepting $264,000 worth of gifts from tycoons and of dispensing favors in alleged bids for improved coverage by Israel's biggest selling newspaper. Netanyahu denies all wrongdoing.
Sierra Lee reporting. Authorities in the Western African nation of Burkina Faso say as many as 30 people were killed in an attack on a village by suspected Islamic extremists late last week. The impoverished country has been plagued by attacks by militant forces from neighboring Mali and Niger since 2015. The attacks have left hundreds dead and displaced more than 500,000 civilians, despite a large presence of French and U.S. forces, as well as a 13,000-strong United Nations peacekeeping force. Officials in Afghanistan say a pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 policemen. The attack comes as the insurgent group is engaged in days of talks with the United States on a possible reduction in hostilities to advance their stalled peace process. A police spokesman confirmed to VOA the attack left the post commander dead and both sides suffered heavy casualties in ensuing clashes. The record holder for the longest space flight by a woman, Christina Cook, is getting ready to go home. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
After more than 300 days in orbit, Cook says if visitors were allowed, she would stay.
It's been a long time since I've seen my friends and family, so for their sake, I think that it's probably time to head home.
Cook told the AP adapting to life without gravity wasn't easy.
I really actually miss chips and salsa the most.
Her highlight?
The opportunity to do the first all-female spacewalk with Jessica Meir.
Which she feels could be an inspiration to future spacewalkers. When Christina Cook is back on Earth, what will she do first?
Hands down, it's going to be going for a swim on the Gulf of Mexico. I do live next to the ocean there.
Cook's 328-day mission will be the second longest by an American, trailing Scott Kelly's flight by 12 days. I'm Ed Donahue.
An Istanbul court has defied the European Court of Human Rights, ruling in favor of the continued detention of prominent philanthropist Osman Kavala. In December, the European Court demanded the immediate release of Kavala, who's on trial for sedition. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
R&B.